to Beyond the Ring, a podcast that covers all things in the stock show industry from the informative to the insane, starring Ryan Rash.
I am not for everybody, nor will I try to be. I was built for purpose, not popularity.
And Dale Hummel.
You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great.
Now on with the show.
Welcome to Beyond the Ring. This is Dale Hummel, along with co-star Ryan Rash.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ryan, I had a wonderful weekend. How was yours?
Great.
Is that why we're having main topic that focuses around
It has nothing to do with the weekend.
Though. No, just the weekend of it blowing up on social media.
Oh.
Yeah, no, nothing to do with your, I don't even know where you were this weekend.
The regional Shorthorn
Show. That's right. I had the opportunity to sort a three-ring show in Virginia with my daughters, Katie and Tara, and I enjoyed myself. Well, anything come out of the allegations on Barack Hussein Obama?
Nothing yet that I'm aware of, but it doesn't look good. But there's nothing official.
I mean, it appears on the surface there is evidence he was collaborating with pushing the Russia hoax.
It's gone further than that. There's evidence that he created it.
And I always thought it was Hillary, didn't you?
Evidently, Barack was the mastermind.
Apparently, it looks that way. I wouldn't have said he was not involved, but I would have thought that Hillary was the ones with the most fingerprints on it.
That's not looking that way.
And your favorite late night show, Colbert, is canceled. You're probably mourning his loss.
I don't like the man. I don't think he's funny, and I don't like any of his part of his show, so I'm not upset at all.
What I think is crazy, and I have never watched it, so I cannot comment on good or bad on what he did. But the fact they're blaming censorship, and I hear some on the left saying Trump fired Colbert. What about the fact that maybe he's losing millions of dollars and that doesn't pencil out well?
Because people don't want to listen to the truth. They don't like the truth. The truth is bad.
And if I assume he's a late night comedian, Clifton kind of filled me in just a little before we started, but if he's making political jokes, things like that, I'm not by any means opposed to that, but if it's not popular, it's not popular.
You would want to hurt the man if you ever listen to him.
Yes, fortunately, I will never have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my. What about your president swelling in his lower legs? Are you concerned with his health?
It doesn't seem to be slowing him down. I mean, he's 80. He's going to have health problems.
Yeah, I listened to a few of the reports, and I mean, people, when they fly, this is very common, some compression socks, and you're good to go. I don't understand enough about it, but I appreciate the transparency, and I appreciate
CNN is not nearly, if it was bad, all the other networks would be blowing it up, like bad, 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 and saying like he's lied to the people about his health and he's going to die, and J.D. Vance, and they're not doing any of that, so I'm not that concerned.
Agreed. I hear we have a trade deal with Japan. I haven't heard any details, but that's a great
thought movie. It was the Philippines.
I heard Japan as well here just last night late. So that's a big one, I'm sure. And Trump's basically calling for the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, to resign in no specific words, I believe. I know that if he would step down and Trump seems very confident in other pundits that he will resign. I don't know that he will, and I don't know that our president has the constitutional authority to dismiss him. So I think they're encouraging it. But if he were to step down and you had somebody come into that Fed chair position that is willing to lower interest rates, I think we'd see one of the largest economic booms we've seen in a very long time. That would be amazing.
You know, you're all this stuff that you're talking about, you're not talking about the most important information in current events.
And what would that be?
The Kiss Cam.
Coldplay's
Kiss Cam.
I did see that. I think it was over the weekend, so I didn't catch a little bit when I got home.
Oh my God! You focus on all that video's been viewed like 530 million times.
I get some Safari things on my social media advertisements. I get no news per se unless I go searching for it, and I'm just
wife is filing for divorce. He's lost his job as the CEO of the company. I mean, a wreck.
Now, wouldn't Powell stepping down impact you more if the economy took off rather than the Kiss cam?
I don't think it's nearly as funny as these two idiots getting caught having an affair at a Coldplay concert.
It looked like he was just hugging her, his arms around her, maybe.
Yeah, so then when he saw himself on the Kiss cam, why did he, like, throw her away and duck down and crawl out of the stadium?
That was a little bit of an admission of guilt. What if he just would have went with it?
So they interviewed the lady, the Kiss cam lady. And so they asked her if they wanted to have the reaction they had, would she have stayed on them? And she said, of course not. They had been up there for like 3 seconds. I would have moved to the next one. And Coldplay, and then they asked her if wouldn't have been the reaction they had, would Coldplay have left it alone? And she said, of course he would have, because it just looked like a cute couple on screen, nothing to talk about.
And whether anybody would recognize him or her in the stadium, hard to say. Yeah. Or even if they would have been looking at the.
I can't believe you're dumb enough to go to a concert if you're having an affair.
That part, I think he was asking for it. Maybe this was his way
out. Both of them. And she's the head of HR, so, you know, her job's gone too, eventually. But
I bet they were very good jobs.
Yeah.
I did miss that in current events. Any other current type of events?
That's the most important event that happened of the last week. If you follow any, according to the world, because it's the most viewed, it's the most everything.
I continue to have issues on American Airlines that compound themselves, and I will not book on American any further, but I already have several booked. Sure. I'm gonna try United for a while, Ryan, but you tell me they're having issues also.
It's not good this summer. Normally United's very good. It's not good this summer. It's not.
So I had to take some of those smaller planes, the two-seater type deals, into Virginia and back. And yeah, it was, I believe I brought United back and American there.
Mm-hmm.
Far more legroom than United.
There you go.
Show Fresh H2O has remained a sponsor for a very long time. Greatly appreciated their assistance and dedication to the Junior Livestock Program and this podcast. This is the only product out there that completely eliminates chlorine from drinking water, keeping your animals hydrated and ready to hit the show ring. If you want to feel better about your purchase, this product is made right here in America by good people. You can pre-order Show Fresh H2O now at your local farm store, your favorite show supply trailer, or head over to swampfox.com. Anyone in our industry knows that effectively managing your time and hitting breeding windows are crucial to success. SenseHub Cow-Calf from Merck Animal Health gives you the ability to improve both. With 24/7 monitoring, SenseHub Cow-Calf helps save time spent on visual checks and delivers data you can use to detect heats and make informed decisions on reproduction timing for AI and embryo transfer. This changes everything. Learn more at SenseHub-CowCalf.com. Thank you, Merck Animal Health, for your continued support of this podcast. Main topic, I said what I said. This goes back to that weekend of, I got to watch a little bit of this play out on social media, but I have a feeling you were more involved.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell.
This is not a new topic with me. This is not a new topic in this industry or anything like this. We've addressed it several times.
But it is the first time it is a main topic.
I didn't say on the podcast. I said with me. Oh, I said in this industry.
You've addressed this in the podcast many times. You've mentioned
it. I have said on this. I have said here. I have said on a microphone. I have said on social media that if these people kept sending me pictures of animals that I was about to judge, that I was going to screenshot this stuff and put it on social media. And I guess no one believed me, because
it doesn't mean nobody believed you. Some may not have.
Well, not enough believed me, because as I am going to explain here, y'all don't understand it. And I cannot speak for every judge in America, and I'm not trying to. I do know that judges get these, not just me, but I don't know to the level or how many or whatever. I can only speak for myself. And I'm telling you that it happens at more shows than not. And that is why I finally just had it. And I blacked out the names and the pertinent information, and I posted up there, and this is my final warning. I swear to God, if they keep doing this, I'm just going to post up there, and whoever gets hurt or damaged, whatever, that's their fault.
Okay, just for those that may not be on social media, maybe you need to explain just a little bit about this in terms of, yeah, just give us the basis on this so that those that aren't familiar, not following social media.
Whether it's this show or any, this instance or any others, people will either Snapchat or Facebook message or text or whatever, and they'll be like, this is my animal, or this is so-and-so's animal, and it's in da-da-da-da, and give you all this information, and then basically, and it depends on the person. This person didn't demand that I use it. There was some in the winter that were like, this is the animal, and we need to be grand or reserve. And like, it varies. And they send it to you so you can identify it, that that is their animal and that is their exhibitor, or that is their kid and that is their kid's animal. And it's annoying. And so this one was very long, and I screenshotted the three paragraphs or whatever, and I put up, like I said, I blacked out the information, because this one did not come from an exhibitor or a parent. I want to clarify that just as many of these things that I get do come from parents. Some come from exhibitors. This one did not. So I did not think it would be fair to that family or that exhibitor to be exposed if they didn't know about it. So I blacked out the pertinent information. I posted it on social media, and I gave that this is my final warning. Don't do this. It's stupid. It makes you look stupid. I mean, I was a lot more eloquent than that, but I don't have to be eloquent here. It sucks. Okay.
Did it get much attention when you posted it?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. I was getting some texts and snaps about it before I'd even looked or know that it went up. I guess, Ryan, you kind of gave me heads up that you've had enough, and this is going to happen, just knowing I may get a few calls on it.
No, I told you a week before I posted it that it was going up.
And when it went up, I did get a few texts and a couple calls, but not bad. It wasn't bad. I think you explained yourself fairly well.
Oh, it was very well written. I'm just telling you, it's probably not going to be explained on here nearly as eloquently as it would. Go to my Facebook, go to my Instagram. It's very well written.
And what I find interesting, and I appreciate your stating that you're only speaking that this for yourself, although you know it happens to other judges, and I would completely agree with that.
They send them to you?
Yes, I'm going to tell you. I have got very, very few, but I have had some. And I don't know that I've had any recently. Yeah, for a while.
I just had somebody call you up trying to bend on me for a county fair.
No, I mean when I'm judging one. I get more when you're judging. Can you help me?
What I'm saying. They send them to you to send to me. You just had somebody call you.
I get that. What I'm saying is I've had very few. I'm sure I've had half a dozen maybe over my lifetime, but
I got 19 directs. Million mini Hertford pictures.
But they did not come. I may have had one come, but for the most part,
I had 19 million. I've never seen so many mini Hertfords in my life.
And the other thing I wanted to bring out is, and you covered this briefly, it's not just at the national show level or state fair. You get these at the county show levels. You get them at all levels.
I get them at jackpot shows level. I get everything. Yes.
So I think most people assume it's more at the larger shows, but
that is not true.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Not true.
I think it goes back to the county fairs being so personal to people that sometimes that stimulates them to do almost anything.
I think it goes back to the fact that people really think that this helps. That's what I think it goes back to.
Well, if it didn't help, maybe they wouldn't be doing it.
Well, and that's why I'm saying I'm not speaking for anybody else. I'm speaking for me. It does not help you under me, and I am so sick and tired of it. So don't do it anymore. And that is why I didn't. That is why I said what I said and I did what I did. And I do not understand how anybody can think You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a picture of this animal to this person and say, yo, this is my animal. And I really hope you find him. And I really hope that they win. And but how insulting to someone's intelligence is it that they think you need a roadmap? You need flashcards.
Maybe they're concerned you're going to take a different turn.
I just don't understand how anybody can think that is not insulting, that they need to send photographic evidence so they can clue you in on which animal it is.
I understand. So I did not read your comments. You told me not to do it, so I did not.
Yeah, don't.
You summarized. Did you only post this on Facebook?
No, I did it on Instagram too.
So I don't see hardly any of that either. But approximately how many comments did you get on this?
I don't know. I haven't even looked.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Yes. Well, probably 500 on Facebook.
And with that said, what are people upset you posted it? Are they cheering you on that this is finally good? Are they saying?
Oh, most people think, I mean, most of it was positive and they wish that it wouldn't have been blacked out and that thank you for taking a stand and all this other stuff. But, you know, with that, then there comes other comments that some people thought I made it up. Why anyone would make this up, I have no idea. And how I would make it up, I have no idea.
Well, you have a very creative imagination.
I'm not that creative. And then a lot of people really didn't know that this happened, which I don't know. Okay. A lot of people think that the animal should be disqualified. Well, here's the thing. As I said, in this instance, this was not an exhibitor or parent. I don't know if they knew that was sent to me or not. So the bottom line is, if someone puts a rule up that anybody that contacts a judge before the show, that animal is up for disqualification, nobody's going to get to show because everybody's going to start contacting the judge about animals that they don't want in the ring.
Oh, it would limit the number of animals that were allowed to show, I promise you, because it would be brutal. If I know competitions A, B, and C, if all that you have to do is text a judge referring to those animals and they're gone, people are going to do that.
Yeah.
So that does not work. That doesn't. I don't know. I appreciate that they're looking at a means of reprimanding. I appreciate that. I just don't know. I think it's a very slippery slope and a very difficult one to regulate.
I don't think anybody needs to be reprimanded. Okay. Like I vehemently disagree with this practice, obviously, because I'm the one that has put it out there, all this other stuff, and like rail against it. People do stupid shit every day. Okay. And they don't get locked away for it. I don't think there's a thing about being reprimanded, but I also think that there is something about us as judges need to be more responsible and say, don't do this. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody needs to do what I do, but the bottom line is if this didn't have some sort of effect, no one would do it, in my opinion. And so I think we just need to do better as judges, because reprimanding somebody from doing this, there's no way to, that's just another unenforceable rule, which we know.
Correct.
I cannot handle another one.
I suppose under a situation, and there's no way to prove it, but if it was the exhibitor itself or their parent and they contact you directly and you're positive, I mean, there's a lot of ifs in there to ever make it enforceable, and it's not. It just isn't.
Okay. Let's say, I mean, say I'm judging a show a month from now, and today I get a picture and there's a rule at that show that says the judges can't be contacted beforehand. And so I do my diligence and I contact the show official and say, hey, this is what I got today. To verify everything, make sure it's legit, all this other stuff. And that's as if it was a month out. I don't know if you could get all that done.
And I'm going to assume most of them are coming days, nights before.
Not the night before, the day before, not months out. And so all this other stuff, here's the thing. You kick the kid out. You don't let him show. What if it came from a fake account? What if it came from your competition, like we're saying, and not the actual person, all this other stuff? Then that kid didn't get to show. And then that show's going to get sued.
Agreed. Yeah. If that's a challenging one.
And so there's just no place for that. And
but there were many comments.
Yes.
Pushing that direction.
The most. And then there was some comments that said that I should have just put the animal dead ass last. I'm not going to sit there and argue when those people are in the position to judge. If this ever happens to them, they can do what they want. I have stated many times that this doesn't work on me. It doesn't. The animal placed exactly where the animal would have placed, regardless of them sending me the thing or not. Because once again, this particular instance, it did not come from a parent or exhibitor. I don't know if they know or not. So why should I, as a judge, just place this animal last when it didn't deserve to be last? It didn't win, but it didn't deserve to be last. When I have no idea if that kid or that family knows. I don't think that's right either.
Agreed. I'm going to say in many situations, the family probably is aware of something, and in others they're not, and there's no way to distinguish.
No, there's not. I mean, but like I said, when it comes from a parent, it's a little different, okay? And when it comes from an exhibitor, it really strikes me off. But
right,
this wasn't the case.
I have something similar that maybe parallels this, and I don't know that I've discussed this with you specifically. But at one
point, you didn't discuss anything about how much your feet.
my boots have to go. That nail coming through the bottom, it's not working, and they're not even that old, Ryan. They're probably less than 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a dilemma that I've run into a couple times over the past several years. When in a sheep show or a goat show, judging showmanship, and I go up to handle that goat or lamb. And we haven't talked about this for a while. I get a little crunchy top. And all of a sudden, you know what kind of mood that puts me in, right? It's not
very
good.
Cranky.
But I'm sitting here thinking, looking at this exhibitor, are they aware that this was done to their animal? Or are they not? And that is a tough call. Very, very
so good. I think I agree with your daughter. In showmanship, I don't think it matters. You judge the kid on how they show.
I'm not saying it should matter, but I'm telling you, it puts a remember those subconscious
moments
that you have.
Yeah. But now in the regular show, if they've got a crunchy top, they're not winning. It's just not happening. No, but
that's an easy call. But right. In showmanship, I will try to look through it to a certain degree, but I'm not very good at it. How's that?
Yeah, I get it, but
and if, especially if it's an older kid, if it's a 12-year-old, then clearly I sure hope they're unaware. But as we get up into that 16, 17, 18-year-olds, I'm going to say the majority of them are probably fully aware.
That's ageism.
It is, I'm guilty of it.
No,
but that's what we're getting back to. You don't know. There's no way to absolutely know one way or the other. There just isn't.
And so, so there was that. I don't agree with that. Then the other big comment was, and this caused me to comment on my own, make another post about my post, which I never do that because I think that's neurotic, but just whatever. The other one was, this is why they should not announce judges. And I cannot for the life of me understand how anybody thinks that's going to help anything at all.
Please explain. And we have talked about this before.
Well, okay. And I'm not trying to be mean to the posters or the commenters or whatever, all this other stuff. They think that not announcing the judge is going to prevent this. It's not going to prevent it. It's not. But the you don't think that the 15 people that were on that board that selected that judge, they all know who it is. And the person that contacted the judge to ask them to judge knows who it is. And then the two or three people in the office that have to make arrangements and do all this other stuff, they know. So we're going from the world knowing to a handful of people. Well, that handful of people that have that information are can be deadly. I mean, they have a huge, huge advantage with them being the only people knowing. And then on top of that, no one is going to keep this a secret. Somebody on the board is going to say something to their breeder, broker, whatever, and then that person's going to whatever. And the person judging is going to tell somebody. And so it's not going to get out totally, but more than just the judge and one contact person are going to know. And the people in the know have an immense amount of power, and the masses do not.
And I beg shows, and we've talked about this so many times.
As soon as they get a judge.
Yeah.
Do it as early as possible, and as soon as they get a judge to post it.
And I understand sometimes we have cancellations. Sometimes we have to change
who
that, all of those things. But immediately, there is, in my opinion, there is zero downside to announcing the judge to the world.
None.
And
absolutely none
of downside by trying to keep it quiet. And shockingly enough, Ryan, I think there's fewer shows that aren't releasing it than there were a year ago and fewer than 2 years ago and so forth. But there are still some that believe this is a good idea to hold all this tight. I'm going to plead, think about it this way. Whoever you hired as a judge, if they're going to be politically swayed,
they're going to be political regardless if the world knows or only five people know.
Yes. So, and those that have political influence to that judge is going to tell them they're judging that show, period.
Yeah. If they're going to be political, they're going to say, hey, are you got something going?
Yes.
Because I'm the one judging.
Take it totally the other direction. The judge could even reach out. Now, with that said, I'm not saying this is common or any of these things, but it happens. And there's no justified reasoning that I can accept for not announcing the judge as soon as you feel comfortable that judge is going to be there and judge that show.
No, and I'm going to give you an example right here. There is a show that I am judging and they have not announced. I don't know why they have not announced. A young lady snaps me and says, hey, you're not judging XYZ show, are you? And I don't respond because I go check the show thing. It's not posted that I'm judging. I know I'm judging it. I judged the show last year as well.
And now you just gave it away.
Do you know how many shows I judged last year?
I do not.
Yeah, exactly. So she writes back because I didn't respond. She says, the only reason I'm asking you is I want to send you a picture of my whatever because you judged last year and I want to know if you think it'll be competitive. This is an exhibitor, by the way. And I don't respond again because I'm just not doing it because what? Here's the thing. This person's being innocent, wanting honest feedback.
I think it sounds like a true innocent post.
Yes, it is innocent. And because I'm not announced as the judge yet, this could completely backfire on the girl. It's not going to, whatever, yada, yada, yada. But there is absolutely no reason to not announce the judge. And because so many of the comments on my post were about that, that's why I told Dale, I said, this is the topic this week. Because that was not the intent and purpose of my post. I never even thought that would be a thing. And so I'm going to plead, I'm going to beg to not make this a thing. Like I said, I posted this because I am fed up with it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want this to happen anymore. And so, like I said, I'm not speaking for any other judge in America. I am speaking for myself. I don't want you to send me pictures. I don't want you to contact me about Susie Q's going to be wearing a pink and purple plaid shirt with the big sparkly bow. I don't want that shit. I want to go out there. I want to talk to the kids. I want to have a good time with the kids, and I want to sort the stock, and I don't care who's attached to who. If I had cared, and a very good friend brought this up, they said, Ryan, the fact that you don't care is the reason you get a lot of this, because they think that they're going to change it somehow, that they're going to be the one that whatever. If they, because you don't care who's attached to it, who's showing it, who's whatever, you scare the shit out of people that you're just going to go out there and do exactly what you want to do. And so it puts them in this panic mode that this kind of stuff happens.
That one's interesting. I never thought about it as much that way. But yeah.
It's like she said, when if they know they're going to a judge that they're going to win under, they don't have to send anything to them.
So I want to go back to this we're still on that topic, but I have discussions with show management that will occasionally argue letting that judge's name out there. And this part we didn't maybe cover. What about the fact that, and Ryan, you and I have talked about this a lot, if the judges in some shows will announce early enough that it may even impact what type of animal you buy, or let's say you're a Texas show family and you're going to several major shows and you have several animals on feed, once you know who that judge is, if you've watched them sort before, you have a little bit of an idea what direction to take them. I mean, it's never absolute, but you can feel fairly comfortable if you have shown to them or watched them many times. Or let's even make it more simple, Ryan. If you have a judge coming in, let's say it's a breeder, and I guess it could even be a broker. But usually those breeders, if they're raising a certain type of animal, maybe they're just raising just the most muscular calves in the world or weather goats or whatever, and that's their focus, or maybe they want really freaky, cool-looking ones, and that's their focus. At least those families doing the research have a little better idea, okay, this one's probably going here. Maybe we need to go find one to fit such and such. I'm afraid you take it for granted that you're fitting judges with the animals in Texas, correct? That's just part of it. And most families are aware.
I mean, I know this isn't a thing up north, but yes, we do it. And it is every year. It has been that way my whole life.
This isn't just you. This is most of the families showing.
This is the majority of the people showing. This is what we do.
There's plenty of families in the north that if we know that, let's use Louisville for an example. I don't even remember when they released their jet. And I'm not positive, negative, anything on they're doing there by any means, certainly nothing negative that I'm aware of. But let's say that they're announcing the judge and it's 4 months out and your entry deadline's 3 months later. If I don't have an animal that fits that judge, I don't need to waste my money on those entries. Or I can go out and try to find an animal that maybe fits that type, or I can redirect what's in my show ring instead of taking this one to Kansas City. Well, it's maybe a better fit for Louisville, or taking it to Exarban, or taking it to wherever. I tell you what, those that are working hard at this and busting their butt in that barn every day and trying to have animals on feed that will fit multitude of judges, that's how it all works.
Well, and take Texas out of it. I mean, like you're saying, Louisville, whatever, all this other stuff. I can't tell you the number of people that I know that when they announce the judges for the big national shows or whatever, well, they may have 8 head on feed, but they're only going to take 4 to Louisville because this person's judging and they know the other 4 aren't that person's type, or vice versa.
Yeah.
All this other stuff. Like, there are a large majority of people that play this game so hard and so well and research it and do these things that, yes.
All above board, legal, all right. Those things. There's people that
announcing
the
judge is the most important part of it, because you can take different animals. You can change an exercise program. You can change a feeding program. You can do all of these things to give you subtle advantages, or you can go out and buy a totally new animal. Some people will. And I mean, that can give you an advantage. But if you don't know who the judge is, then you're not going to be able to do that. And that sucks.
And there's nothing wrong with this, people. There's nothing wrong with trying to fit that judge. And sometimes people say, well, you should just buy the animal you want and just show it. Well,
that's so much bullshit.
I appreciate the principle that you're standing on, but it's not going to end well. The best.
You can stand on the principle all you want. It's not going to make you successful.
So I'm not opposed to this. So think going back to pictures that you receive. When some of the national show judges come out or the Texas major judges come out, I will oftentimes get a text or a call. What type do you think we should bring to this guy or this girl? Here's a couple that I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to Louisville or taking them both or to Kansas City or wherever. Which one do you think best fits that judge? I'm okay with answering. If I'm not the one judging and preferably Ryan's not the one judging, I'm perfectly fine with those questions. I don't even mind people asking me what type to take to Ryan. And I said, guys, I'm going to tell you the same thing that he says in the podcast nearly every week. Here's the type he likes. I said, I don't know if that's going to be true that day or if you're going to agree with it, but this is the information that I have. And it's not that hard. And we have a lot of breeders out there judging, Ryan, that wouldn't you think if you have a breeder judging, the best way to figure out what type they like is look at what they're raising. Yeah. Would that not be accurate?
Yes. That's the biggest indicator, or it should be.
They clearly are breeding animals to look a certain way. I promise you they're not making animals that they not trying to make animals they dislike. And if you want to go a step further, guess what? If they're making that type of animal, they're not going to go and do something opposite in the ring to try to promote some other type. That's just common sense.
No, I'm not completely. Totally agree, but
I mean, think about when you were showing cattle. There were judges that you knew what type that they were brokering or the type they were raising, and it was fairly simple. This is the one I'm taking.
I cannot tell you. I won San Antonio and Houston within 2 weeks of each other. I cannot tell you how different those two steers were, and yet they won two of the largest
shows in the nation.
Right, exactly. But we knew. Which one, obviously, we knew which one fit the guy at San Antonio and which one fit the guy at Houston.
It's a perfect example.
I mean, they were night and day different animals. Both very good in their own way, but just night and day different animals. And so that is part of it. And that is the real reason I did not want to. I mean, I put this Facebook post up for my own personal self to try to stop some of this bullshit coming to me. But I did not want, when I saw all these comments roll in about the way to fix this is just not to announce the judge, like, oh, Jesus Christ, we can't let this stand. Because that is only going to do more harm than good. It's not going to fix the problem. It's just going to give a few way more power. It's just not a good idea.
And that when you told me there was, I don't know that at the time that I asked, when you mentioned people were suggesting
a third
and you think it's still that way, that concerned me.
Yeah.
That was going in a very, very bad direction. Were there people replying to those comments trying to say, no, this would not help?
A few. And like, there were several comments that said, just like we described here, that they like knowing who the judge is because they have several animals, and if they know who the judge is, they've shown to them, or they know what to, then they'll take the type and kind that they think will be. I mean, there were a few comments like that, but not many people were railing against the do not announce the judge.
So unless it's our state fair, if it's a show that I have a choice, and I guess state fair even included, if there's a show that I have a choice to take my children to, and I don't know who that judge is because they won't announce it. And
I'm not going to go.
No, I'm not going to. 99% of the time, I'm going to have somebody that I can reach out to and say, hey, who's judging that? Or somebody's already called me and said, hey, such and such is judging that. And I'm not even aware that they're not announcing it. But if I truly did not know, there is so many different types of animals that can be justified and rightfully so. people just like different kinds. Why waste all that time and money if you're going there to try to be competitive with your animal, not necessarily for the social experience and everything else, but your goal is to go there and do well with that animal, period? You would be foolish to go. It makes zero sense whatsoever, because you're throwing a blind dart that the numbers, it's more like a lottery ticket. The numbers are not in your favor.
I mean, I can't tell you the number of times, and like you said, I can say as of right now, there is no show that I have to attend, like a Texas major, whatever, all this other stuff, that doesn't announce their judge. But I can't tell you the number of times when I was brokering steers or whatever, and several families would want to go to shows, and maybe we all go to one show or whatever. I was like, they're like, we want to go to a show this weekend. I'm like, well, where do you want to go? And they'd say a town. And I'd say, well, who's judging? And I don't know, but I'll find out. But like, I wasn't signing off on anybody going to a show until I knew who the judge was. And then if the show they wanted to, I was like, yeah, that's not going to work out well for us, so we're going to find a different show. That happened. And in Texas, back then especially, you had options.
And even if you don't choose to go to another show, you choose a different animal to take.
Right. I mean, plenty of times that, well, so-and-so's judging, okay, well, we're going to take these three, but leave those two at home because those won't work under him, but these other three will be good, and let's go. I mean, every kind of scenario in the history of the world, but I can't tell you how many decisions were made based on the judge, whether we didn't go, what we took, all this other stuff, from the county fair level to the jackpot level to Texas major show, like, all based about the judge. And so that is why I continuously say on here, to shows and show managers, I do not think you understand how important those judging decisions that you make are. Like, I do not, I know they think they are important, but I do not think they understand the impact that one decision has on every single animal and every single exhibitor at that show.
And I think there's families out there listening right now, Ryan, that are going to say, well, I don't travel across the country. I don't get to see all these judges sorting different shows.
Somebody has. You just got to reach out.
And the other thing is, even if you don't have somebody to reach out to, which everybody, you can reach out to someone. The other thing you can do, let's say it's a breeder. Look at what type of animals they're selling. Look at their Facebook page. Look at their website. It's not rocket science, I guess is what I'm getting at. If you have this breeder judging and this is the type they're raising, you're pretty safe taking that kind to them. That's where they're going to land, period. It's not hard.
And I'm also going to call a little bit of bullshit on the, we don't go to shows, we don't whatever, all this other stuff. I'm going to say well over 60% of the shows now are live streamed, are webcast or something. If you find out who the judge is, you can find them watching a show online somewhere.
Exactly. The information's out there.
So
I'm not going to say you can draw a perfect picture of here's the champion's going to look like, but you're going to get a pretty good idea what direction.
No, but if you want to research the judge and you've never seen them judge, I guarantee you can find a show this person is judging at, probably has judged something. So the information's out there.
And listen, don't just look at their champion picture. Listen to if there's a web stream or a recording of it.
No, I
listen
would much to what rather look at about. The web stream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's where
they'll tell you this is my kind. More
to if the judge is good. If the judge is getting consistent, you'll hear class after class after class. Well, this one stands second because I like this part better than the one in third. And you can take clues from that. So yeah, is the champion important? Yes. But trying to figure out what the priorities are and how they sort things is equally as important.
And I think people that are successful have a pretty good handle on that. When they're hauling to a fairly major show, they understand the general direction they need to be going. If they're a competitive family, it just is. That's just where it's at. I can think of this past weekend. I remember a hog that came in, Ryan, and first thing out of my mouth, this is my kind, and then explained why. And that was probably very telling. If I'm judging a show somewhere and I'm coming out and saying that, I don't think it's going to change immediately or look at the type of goats that I'm selling. If I'm judging a goat show, It's not hard. Don't use that excuse that, well, I don't need to know the judge because I don't have any idea. You don't have any idea because you're not trying hard enough to figure out what type to take or how to maybe tweak our feed management program, exercise, whatever that may be. An example, I had a gentleman come up to me after the goat show this past weekend, and he had pre-warned or gave some information to a lot of the people that were showing, particularly the fitters, hey, don't build these monster plaster Paris legs for Dale. He's probably not going to like it. And they kind of laughed it off and didn't listen. And he was, I don't know, through the podcast or how, I assume, was very familiar that you and I make fun of that. And guess what? Here they come into the ring. And I still used the very first class, a couple of them as first and second. But we did have a little visit on the microphone that this part does not happen. I even made the comment that my daughter thought maybe they made them look a little bow-legged because the fin wasn't quite right in the back. So just be smart about it. When you have that information, use it to your advantage.
No, and you know, we're running long on this and you have a plane to catch. So, I mean, please do not shows not announce the judges. Don't do that. But Dale said, use the information to your advantage. I was not speaking for other judges when I made the social media post. I was speaking for myself. So I'm going to tell you, use the information to your advantage. Don't contact me.
I think it's just common sense, Ryan, that if you do some research and understand what type to take and try to fit that, or if you don't have it, you don't go. But it's not that hard to figure out what kind they're going to use. And I promise you, doing that bit of homework or taking the time to do that is going to serve you way better than sending the judge of a picture of an animal that I want you to use this one. No, that is going to backfire every single time. Just take the kind of animals the judge likes and you're probably going to get along if you have those available. If you don't go.
And that's what I said in my social media post. I said, if you're really that afraid that I can't find the best one or what I consider to be the best one, or I can't find your animal, then you don't have to exhibit. You can stay home. But do not send me this stuff. Do not contact me about it. I'm going to be honest. I don't want anybody contacting me with pictures of animals because they may think that I'm not judging their animal. They don't know that. I don't know what shows I'm going to judge in the future, not in the future. So just do not do it to me. I'm not speaking for the rest of the world. I'm only speaking for myself. Don't do it. But I did, because of the response on social media, I felt we had to talk about this and we have aired it out.
I appreciate that. And I promise you, and I will speak for Ryan on this one. I promise you, if you research what kind he likes, whether you're listening to this podcast, if you want to find out what type of animal that Ryan is going to lean towards, or what are the things he likes or I like or whatever, that's perfectly legal. That's okay. I think it's great that judges talk about the type of animal that they like, because you're not wasting your time taking them something that they're not going to. And you know, Ryan, I'm thinking about it. You're Houston, San Antonio, 2 weeks apart, champion steer, both of them that look very different. We always kind of use some extremes or we use different judges as examples to say, well, I'd take this one to that one and this one to this one. If you just pull two judges out, and I think we've used these two before, Scott Greiner and Brad Angus, if we're judging a lamb show, I'm going to take a little stouter one to Mr. Greiner. I'm going to take a little better looking one to Mr. Angus. And if the families that are doing their homework and researching what to take to both of those judges, if one was judging San Antonio this year and one was judging Houston this year, the lamb shows, on the top end, if you looked at the top end of sheep at both shows, they're going to look a little different, aren't they? Because
yep,
people are smart
fine.
Enough to bring a little different ones. And then it is fine. It's perfectly, not only fine, it's smart.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, it just, I say this on here all the time, judging is an opinion. It's not a mathematical equation. It's not a science experiment. It's all this. And so no two people are going to have the exact same opinion on how show stocks should be lined up. Are some people going to be more similar? Absolutely. Are a lot of some people going to be more different? Absolutely. As long as they're consistent in what they do and their priorities, it's totally okay to like different stuff. If we all had the same opinion, there'd be one show a year and there'd be no fun in that.
Agreed. Agreed. And I talked briefly about our three rings. There were three rings going at one time this past weekend that my daughters and I were a part of judging. And I don't know how everything shook out, but I guarantee you, and there was no cattle, it was just hogs, sheep, and goats. Between the three judges, I promise you, their things did not line up exactly the same. I don't even know how different they would be, but probably different, and that's okay. Even in one ring, my daughter Tara is judging, and I'm judging in the other. We're probably going to lean in a similar direction, but even with that, it's not going to be the same. There are different personal preferences, and it's very subjective. It is what it is. Are we good on main topic?
I'm good.
Let me introduce you to the original coated cable halter that's changing the game for champions across the country, the Phantom Halter. From national champions to local county fairs, serious exhibitors trust Phantom Halters with their cattle, goats, and sheep. While imitators try to follow our lead, Phantom is and always will be the original coated cable halter. Made by the Hunker Show family in Ohio for show families just like yours. Visit phantomhalter.com today and see how the right halter can elevate your show career. Question and answer. I was a little bit rushed this morning. I did not get the name of this person, but they'll recognize the question, I'm sure. Hi, I have a question for the question and answer. Open for anyone to answer, please. My daughter just got her first lamb this summer and attended her first jackpot this weekend. She obviously loves everything about her experience and is excited to be showing. I noticed this past weekend that all the kids are very serious and somber. My daughter was smiling from ear to ear and stuck out like a disco ball in a deer blind. My question is, will her smiling hurt her placing in showmanship? She didn't win, but she is still working on her skill set, and I'm fairly confident that her smiling was not the only reason. I'm asking for down the road as she progresses, if it will be a factor in the future. I don't know if it matters, but she is in the junior division, and we're located in Central Texas. Thank you for taking the time to read this. I truly appreciate your podcast. I'm learning so much and getting a perspective that would have not had access to otherwise. Thank you for all you do. Keep up the good work.
It does not matter if she's a junior, an intermediate, a senior, a novice, or 80. The children are not somber. They are serious, and they are intense, and they want to win. You cannot smile. You cannot. It's not going to work. It's not. And I'm tickled to death that she's having a good time, but I'm telling you, those kids that she referenced that she said were serious and somber are having just as good a time as this little girl is, but they are showing the intent, the focus, and giving, you know, the game face. And so my suggestion is I am thrilled that she's having a good time, but she's going to have to develop a game face and lose the smile.
Did it hurt her in the ring?
I'm sure it did.
Okay, that's, and I think each judge is going to be vastly different on that or different. On
what I don't know.
So
I have yet to meet a judge that thinks you need to smile in showmanship.
Agreed. I think in my Pee Wee show, it probably doesn't hurt anything. But then once we get to the more serious part, if they're killing it and they're the best one out there and they're smiling, sure, that's perfectly fine. It's interesting to me. The good pig family from, I believe, Oregon, Dotson. Kara has been on a social media blitz here lately with her pig showmanship. I believe Cade works with that family and has a lot of positive to say about them. But it's interesting to me, once this family picked up the social media following that they did in this hog show that I just judged, also sorted the goats and the lambs. I don't know that this is in the back of my mind, but I would tell you there were more people with a really hard, serious look, almost trying to imitate Kara a little bit when she comes in the ring. And nothing wrong with that. If you see something that you like and is effective, jump all over it. But it's interesting how different things influence where we're at. And I would say I had more, not just serious, but I mean, really, really intense. And I don't have to go that intense for me to get the idea that this kid is here to win and is definitely competitive. Not discounting for it by any means. But if you were jovial and smiling and looking and not giving me indication that I really want it, whether I'm holding that against you or not, subconsciously you probably are.
And I'm not going to tell you that, yeah, I'm going to tell you this. You probably got discounted for smiling because I've just never met a person that judged showmanship that wants somebody to smile. I think there's a time and a place to show that you're happy. I think by you're using the Dodson girl as an example, some people say she looks angry, all this other stuff. I
like she's not somebody angry.
That intense.
Yeah.
I want them to try to intimidate me. So her level of intensity, I'm over the moon with. When you're that serious about something, you only get that serious about something because you love it and you're passionate about it. So don't tell me she's not having a good time or any of the kids that are serious like that.
She's trying just, to win. It's just what she's right. trying to do.
Just because they're not bubbly and giggly and, you know, smiling yeah, doesn't we, mean
we,
that
we
not,
have to avoid that.
They're not having a great time.
So I hear Ryan, and this is maybe good that this question came up. When I'm out in the ring, and especially the younger kids, and I'm going to take Pee Wee and set it aside. It's a different world. But what do you hear from the parents when the kids are coming in the ring? A lot of times I hear smile at the judge, look at the judge. Yeah, you'll hear look at the judge that. The most, but then smile sometimes too.
Right. And like I said, I'm different. So when I go up to those kids and I ask them, you know, how's your morning going or whatever, if they smile at me then when they answer, that's perfectly fine. I mean, great.
Whatever. And you know what? That's where if that needs talked about, and I know we're long, yeah. But when I made an effort to visit with each one of those, and let's use the pig show for an example. As soon as they come out of the gate was the most convenient time for me to say good morning or something to them. Right when I'm walking down when their pigs are in the pen and we're waiting on somebody to come, maybe I take the time to say something. Then at that point, I think it's in their best interest to interact with the judge in a positive manner.
Yeah.
And a smile is great then.
Right.
Personality maybe is great then. Now I had some that were pretty intense and I asked them a question or said good morning or something. And guess what kind of response I got? Nothing. Zero.
And I guess sometimes that happens rarely. I do get, a lot of times kids don't give a response. And I think that's because they're nervous or they're shy or, you know, stuff like that. And so I don't ever hold that against them. But I just want this lady to know that I think there are times it's appropriate to smile in the ring when you win or you do good and you're happy with your placing. Absolutely smile. If a judge talks to you, says hello, good morning, smile and tell them how great, how happy you are to be there. That's okay.
That's not only okay, it's really positive.
Right. Exactly. But for the large majority of it, I think she would be more beneficial to having a serious game face type facial pose on. Thank you.
We talked about this briefly in oral reasons and livestock judging, Ryan, and I'm going to give you a key insight. And I'm sure most of you have already kind of figured this out. If you're showing, I'm going to speak for Ryan and myself. Ryan is just going to love that I'm speaking for him. If we just had a tough class or any class, and you just named your class champion or whoever wins a class, if that child shows some emotion like, wow, I'm this is what I wanted to happen and I'm happy, I'm excited, and if it looks very genuine, that plays with me. It draws me into that kid. I'm not saying I'm going to go use that kid for champion, but I promise you it's not hurting them.
No.
Versus somebody that you give that to and they just kind of, they're zero reaction. And again,
that, I want them to be happy when they do good. I like it when there's an honest, genuine reaction of joy when a kid does well. There's no better feeling as a judge. There's none. Absolutely none.
That plays because, with you.
Yeah, because you know the work that kid's gone into it, and they are that excited that it finally paid off, and you were the one that made that happen. There is no greater feeling as a judge than that. I'm telling you. Anybody says different, they are lying to you. And so, but yeah. And so there's a time and place for joys and smiles and reactions and all that other stuff. But this lady's question was, everybody looked so serious. And then she said somber. I don't think that's true. I think, but.
But I can see if someone's just coming into it, I can
maybe
see
if them, you're new to it.
Yeah. Then maybe. Thinking that maybe is where it's at, or just an outsider. But I think that's part of the appeal of Karis Post, that a lot of people outside the livestock industry are seeing that, and they just find it interesting.
So, yeah, I think that Game Face is great, but there's no problem at the proper time, giving the judge a smile and all this other stuff. But the smiling the whole time, I don't think that will be helpful.
Agree.
That was the longest question to answer in the history of the podcast.
It was maybe almost a mini topic.
You're going to be late for your plane.
I'm working on it, but they'll probably cancel anyway every day. Crystal sends this question in. Add a question for y'all. Where do you think she's from? Add a question for y'all.
Texas, y'all.
Probably. What do you do with a picky eater? Example, our yearling heifer refuses to eat all our feed and will not eat any type of pelleted feed, only creep feed. It's all you. You're the cattle feeder.
Well, first, there's lots of different feeds out there. And I think that we don't feed pellets to our show cows. I'm just saying, like, there's lots of different types. I would try as many different types as I could get my hand on to find one that this heifer would clean up. Or if you find one that she likes the most and she's still not eating everything, I would try worming her. I would try top dressing it with something that maybe that would get her appetite to eat more. There's lots of different ways, but first and foremost, I would try every feed I could get my hands on to figure out which one she will eat the most of.
I like it. Every animal is an individual. There's no secret sauce.
Just like Dale loves cheap-ass Mexican food restaurants more than anything else.
Authentic, ones, not cheap-ass ones.
I refuse to go into one.
With Dale, a lot of color on the outside of the building or the taco
right.
truck.
Right.
Okay. Every animal is an individual, so it's almost impossible to answer. I apologize, Crystal, but it's hard. They're all different, as Ryan said. There's a lot of different feeds out there. Try one. Maybe it's a matter that we need to bump up the amount of hay we're giving and get that rumen going. There could be a lot of things at play, but remember, guys, and I think sometimes we throw all the animals into one bucket and assume they're all going to like the same things to consume, and
they are not.
No. So I can think of some of the best show families I work with across species. They may have three different feed companies' feeds in their barn because individuals like certain ones better than the others.
Like I always make fun of us, but anyway, I feel like we look like the Beverly Hillbillies when we go to shows because like we have two sacks of this and two sacks of this and two sacks of that. You know, at Texas Majors, you can only take one animal, and we know what feed that steer likes the best. But when you're there for a week, you want to have options in case, you know, they get complacent, all this other stuff. I'm like, dear God, we brought 18 types of feed for one steer. I literally have said we look like the Beverly Hillbillies, but that's what you got to do.
You had a backup plan.
No, we had A, B through Z. Yep.
I like that. Jonathan submits the next question. Dale and Ryan, thank you for the podcast each week. I noticed that you have not talked about kids throwing up a red flag recently by pushing their tops down when lambs are on the move or stuck. Has this gotten better or have you just given up?
I don't know if it's, I think it's gotten a little better. It's not, it still happens. Dale refuses to judge sheep. So
I occasionally do. I and mine's more of a limited cross section, Ryan. But I've judged sheep shows every year for a very long time, but not that many. But I feel over the past 2 years, particularly this year, I can remember 70% of the class doing it. And I could use this past weekend as an example. I only had a handful.
No, so I think
maybe the sheep are getting better and their tops aren't put. I don't know the exact reason, but I'm not seeing it as much.
Yeah, I think it's getting better, but Dale and I don't give up on anything like the bouncing and the pigs or the.
And I saw pushing, less of that this weekend. You
pushing the things down. Obviously I don't give up on things, or I wouldn't continue to post on social media. But we haven't had a showmanship topic in a while. We have more showmanship topics than anything else, so it's a valid question. But we just haven't had showmanship topic in a while. That's probably why we haven't talked about it.
I think the bouncing and pigs kind of got our attention, so we pushed a little that way. And running the sheep into the ring, running around the ring.
Yeah, that's my new sheep thing right now. Oh, sorry,
I had
the pushing class. Down on the pushing down on the tops. It's gone in the back. I am sick and tired of the racetrack in the sheep shows.
So they must have listened, because I had one person this weekend that led in the class that was running, and I gave the let's slow down signal, and they did not understand clearly.
No,
but the rest of them came in at a good pace. So I think some are listening.
Well,
at least when they're showing to you or I.
And I do think that, you know, people are listening, because like I said, I judged a couple different shows in the past couple of weeks and told a couple of, and I could see on these two hog kids, they were trying to prevent from bouncing, but like they were trying their best to keep from it, but they couldn't a little bit. And so
okay.
Right. And so, I mean, and they didn't do bad. They didn't win. But I said, you want to bounce just a little. And both of them immediately like, yes, sir, I know. And I was like, you know, we need to kind of get rid of that.
And again, only because it's a little, for some judges, it's distracting.
Right. And so it may be fine under other people, and they bounce
may even be preferred.
But I appreciated that they were trying to prevent it under me, and that they knew. So there you go.
Well, good. I would call it an easy topic to talk about, and we didn't have to scramble at the last minute. You came up with this a couple days ago when the post comments start coming in, especially when the comments about we shouldn't announce the judge came in. Then you drew the line. It's time. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
You didn't ask even. You really?
No, I did not, because I was not. I just refused to have a social media post of mine make it worse, if that became a trend because of social media post of mine, I would just want to like knock myself in the head, because that's the absolute wrong thing to do.
The right thing to do, guys, research your judge once it's released, because now all judges' names will be released. Research your judge, look at what type they're raising, selling, brokering. Watch their videos, see what they prefer. And if you have something like that, take it to them. Fairly simple. So, Ryan, thank you for this. Until next week, be safe.
Y'all come back now, you hear?